Hi, I'm Annie, a non-binary pansexual and generally queer individual who sits on the Future Voices group for the YFF. As we celebrate Pride this year, moving out of the back of what has been an extremely difficult period for the LGBTQ+ community, we have a lot to be proud of. I also can't help but feel extremely disappointed in the progress the UK has made this year, with conversion therapy still not being banned, no plans to legally recognise non-binary genders, and trans life still being debated. However, local organisations like the Proud Trust are working hard to change this. The Proud Trust is a Manchester-based organisation that helps LGBT+ young people empower themselves and their community. They host youth groups and work networks, manage the LGBT+ Centre for Manchester, deliver training, run campaigns and undertake research. After receiving funding as a part of our Inspiring Futures Fund, in partnership with BBC Children in Need, they set up the Proud Futures Programme, which I'm going to invite the Strategic Director of the Proud Trust to elaborate on. So Amelia, what is the Proud Futures Programme?
This is a scheme for young lesbian, gay, bisexual and trans people who aren't in education, employment or training. And the purpose of that is to have a number of training sessions that are really tailored to LGBT young people's needs. So we started with what LGBT young people were saying to us that they wanted. So one thing was, I don't know the rules of work. Understanding some of those things. And some of that comes through questions and general conversation in the groups, but we also do sector insight sessions. So we've networked with a lot of LGBT staff groups. So organisations, loads of organisations, the places that you'll have heard of, like Amazon and Google, and construction companies and media companies, loads of them have LGBT staff groups, and they have volunteered their time to come in and talk about what it's like as a lesbian, gay, bi or trans person in my role. You know, we've also been working with UK Fast, and they have helped all the people in the group design their own website and understand the basics of WordPress, and then on the people's website they can put their own CV. Third bit of our Inspiring Futures programme was around the next step for some of those young people who've been on our Proud Futures course. So what we were partly funded for was the support that we could give for 5 Kickstart programme young people to actually come and work for us for 6 months.
Of course, this programme is in response to the troubling employment rates for those aged 16 to 25 when the pandemic hit. With around 250,000 young people out of work, there are many reasons why young people, especially minorities, may be locked out of work. Amelia, what are the common employment issues facing young LGBTQ+ people today? And what techniques did the Proud Trust use to combat these?
The needs of lesbian, gay, bisexual and trans people across employment, training and education in some ways are exactly the same as for any young person that is not LGBT. So everybody has their own battles around feeling good enough. But there's another layer, being lesbian, gay, bisexual or trans, and that's about, is this going to be a hostile thing for me? Am I going to have to explain myself every day? Am I going to be called names? Am I going to be bullied in other ways? So what we do at the Proud Trust is really try and look at the whole person and really listen to what young people are saying.
I think what Amelia is talking about here is the often occurrence that whilst young people always already kind of have all of these existing barriers to work, having those further stigmatization, whether it be through being LGBT or being an ethnic minority, being a woman and stuff like that, that can really kind of add to that pressure and to that stigmatization, which can lead to young people, those young people being further excluded from work. So I find it really interesting how the Proud Trust in general has developed their kind of Proud Futures programme, but also other kind of activities based on what those kind of young LGBTQ plus people want. And I think that is very much kind of best practice going forward for other kind of youth organisations.